along with psychic Joseph Jacobs and you. And we'll be back with your phone calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Joseph, tell me a little bit about these shadow people and these shadow animals you see when you're close to earthquake time.
Well, I started noticing them just before the Northridge earthquake, and then they ceased. And ever since then, and then somebody mentioned it on Art Bell's show that they saw these shadow creatures. And that's what this radio show is all about, that we have these experiences and we have these perceptions that we think maybe we're alone, and yet other people are having them as well. Like the numbers thing, you know, people seeing 111, 444, et cetera. And I started seeing, I hadn't seen them in quite a while. About 2 months ago, they started appearing here and there in the house. And they're almost two-dimensional in a way. And sure enough, there were the whole series of little earthquakes in California.
Yeah. And now
and
that's,
elsewhere.
They've gone away now?
And they've gone away now, yeah.
That's just, well, you make sure you let me know when they start coming
okay.
back again. We're going to use you as one of our earthquake barometers as well.
Except, you know, it may not be here. It may be, you know, in Asia or elsewhere.
I saw a story of ancient Indian folklore, Native American folklore, that we have had two, possibly three huge tsunamis that have hit this country since I think 1800, and these stories passed down, and the next one, they seem to go in cycles too, which is strange. We might be coming up to one.
But there was one up at Crescent City, I know, in the last century,
and it was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was up at Crescent City, and they talked to people who, you know, documented it and whatnot. And it's a very scary thing to suddenly see, you know, water, 2-3 feet, 4 feet of water just rushing in, powerful.
How about 200 feet of water?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast on the Air. Hi there.
Hi, this is Jackie from Washington.
Hi, Jackie. Go ahead.
Hi, George and Joseph.
Hi, Jackie.
Have a question about the earlier program about nukes that are supposedly hidden here in the States. Do you have any kind of feelings about that? I mean, like, you know, that maybe they'll be going off soon or, you know, later, or do you have any kind of, you know, feelings at all about that?
I don't, no, I don't see them right now. And if I did, I wouldn't mention it here. I would mention it elsewhere. I'd go to sources that could do something about it.
Okay, thanks.
I don't like to scare people.
No, that's not your style. Appreciate
But I'm not about to leave Los Angeles, and I'm not recommending anybody else leave New York.
Well, you know, and I answer these on emails. When I go to St. Louis to broadcast a show, I go there for the convenience of seeing my family once in a while. And some people think that I'm fleeing L.A. to get away, and I'm not. I mean, yes, I broadcast in a what I call the cave. Because if you saw this place, Joseph, you'd go, we're the bats. But I don't go there to get away from L.A. I get away there to see my family, and I've got the convenience of doing it because technology has made it easy.
You've also been restless and wanting to travel a lot the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm getting, being able to do that.
You're
now.
Enjoying that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a trip coming up to Detroit the end of August where I'm going to do a show there.
Wonderful.
And I get to see my parents.
Wonderful.
See, what a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Terry from Lansing, Michigan.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, George. I grew up in Pontiac, by the way.
Yes, where the old Silver Dome used to be.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it was being built while I was in junior high and high school.
Did they ever knock it down since the Lions moved?
There's been talk about converting it to like a shopping area.
Ah, okay.
That's the latest.
We're right, Terry.
But anyway, nice to talk to you, Joseph. We talked by phone about a year ago, March, after you were on Coast to Coast. And I really appreciate the insight you gave me. My question has to do with, and I know you don't like to scare people or anything, but do you have any insights as to whether terrorism will increase or decrease, or and moreover, can mass consciousness have an effect on these incidences?
Yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful dual question. To go back in 1999, I sent out a newsletter to my clients that was entitled Millennium Shmillennium, because I felt there was a lot of fear about what was going to happen at the millennium. And fortunately, there was a fear, and people took care of their computers and technology, et cetera. But nothing happened. But I did say that we're coming into the 2000-year millennium, which will be about friendships that were in the past breaking, and we've seen and people who were not friendly before becoming friends. And I was speaking about nations, you know, our relationship to other countries. And we've seen that happen. I've also seen predicted terrorism, and that will continue. There are people who feel powerless, who have to exert, who want to explode. I mean, that's the only thing they can do. If they can't be constructive, they become destructive. It's interesting, Bin Laden comes from a family of contractors.
So don't you think, though, Joseph?
Constructive people, and he can't compete with his brothers and sisters in a constructive way, so he has to be destructive.
Don't you think, though, that if there were suitcase nukes, they'd plant them in Israel before they'd plant them in this country? I mean, with this hatred that they have?
Yeah. Except then they would be killing off a lot of Palestinians as well.
Well, that's true, too. That's a good point.
But then they would be doing that here as well, because we have a large Islamic population everywhere.
I don't think they care about that. They figure if they're living in this country,
they don't.
They're traitors.
They kill each other in Iraq. I mean, just look what's going on.
Yep. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Where are you?
I'm in Laguna.
Ah, California.
Yes, okay. And I was fascinated about the story you guys had on there last Friday about the time traveler John Titor, and I was wondering if your guest happened to know anything about him, or
I'm not sure, Joseph.
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, well, I caught a little bit of the show. Absolutely, I'm an avid listener, as long as I can stay awake.
Okay, but you haven't really thought too much about it?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you ever pick up on anything that that the second coming of Christ would be a combination first coming for the Jewish people?
I don't see that. I don't see a second coming. I mean, there may be a second coming, but that's not my focus.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I know you said that the Palestinian leader Mabus is not the Antichrist.
No. No, I don't think so.
Is there an Antichrist out there, Joseph?
I don't sense one being there right now. I think the idea of someone who is anti-Christian and someone who is evil is always that we need to be eternally vigilant with that possibility. I think what Revelations is about is living as if God were going to appear to us tomorrow. As if what Revelations does to me when I read it and go beyond the very cryptic and symbolism that nobody really nowadays knows a good deal of what is hidden in there. But what it says is live your life as if this was the first day of your life, as if this was the last day of your life.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And that's the more important. You know, reading the Bible literally, you get about a tenth of it. If you start looking at the Hebrew letters, and if you start looking at the meanings deep down within, it just awakens and explodes a God consciousness that is it's rather beautiful, without the yelling and the screaming.
International line, where are you calling from? Hi there.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Where are you?
I'm at the border crossing up by Blaine, Washington on the I-5. And
boy,
there's serious security going on here all the time.
Well, that's good.
That's good to
hear. About time, at least that part.
Mr. Jenkins, the first time I've heard you, and you're pretty interesting. I wanted to ask you a question. Maybe you could elaborate on what you said in Sacramento. Well, I have family down that way. And just elaborate a little on what you'd said in the Northern California area?
I'm just seeing a difficulty. I don't know if it's, no, in California. I don't know that it's necessarily Sacramento or Northern California, but I do see some difficulties arising in the state between July 19th and September 8th.
Between July 19th and when?
And September 8th. It may have something to do with water also.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate your time. So did you say you would do a general reading on the air?
Or with Port on the air?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice night.
We can't do that or we'll be mired in those kinds of cults all night long. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how do you know when you're going in the right direction with your life?
I was wondering where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm sorry, New York.
Okay, great.
Well, I think, you know, listen to the quiet voice within. You know, that which brings you closer to yourself and brings you closer to other people is the right path. And so if you find yourself comfortable with others and comfortable in the direction that you're going, and then you are going in the right direction.
What if that voice seems to have led you in the wrong direction? What do you do then?
Well, that's the loud voice. We have two voices within.
Mm.
There's the chattering voice, which is the animal that we are, and there's the spiritual voice, which is the quiet voice, mm-hmm. our soul, or our guardian angel at times, speaking to us. And the loud voice is necessary, but it is also the voice of greed and lust and fear and worry. It's what keeps us alive. Without lust, there'd be no children. Without greed, there'd be no corporations, and we wouldn't have a job. But when that loud voice takes over and becomes louder and louder, that's the one that we need to watch out for. It's the quiet voice that usually steers us in the right direction. Usually when I'm stressed myself, mm-hmm. I just, you know, take a walk around the block or take a breath or go to the bathroom even when I don't need to or whatever, and just listen quietly. It's like when you have a problem in your life and you go to sleep and then you wake up and it's solved.
Mm-hmm.
Or you take a shower and it's solved. So by relaxing, by calming down, and it's what I would have said to children if I were lecturing children, is stop with the noise and listen to the quiet voice within. Now, occasionally we hear about people who hear a loud voice saying to kill and things of that, but that's separating you from others.
Right.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next up, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, my name's Bill. I'm calling from Price, Utah. I'm listening to KOAL.
Hey, Dale, how are you?
I'm just fine, you?
Good.
Good evening. Good morning.
Excuse me?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I wanted to ask, I'm a fairly religious person, most of my peers are, and I wanted to ask about, I've heard that psychics don't get their information from God, and that they're not always 100% accurate, and therefore they get their information from the devil or Satan.
Okay. I don't know if psychics get their information from God. I think that, and I don't believe in Satan. So, you know, I don't know that I can answer that. I take responsibility for my own evil. I take responsibility for my own sins. I don't blame it on an entity, okay?
All right.
And the psychic ability is something that we're all born with. It's God-given in that sense, but it is an intuition. It is there are various abilities that various psychic abilities. Psychic is a generic term for a lot of different abilities and disciplines. If somebody tells you something that helps you, they're not with the devil. You know, if they tell you something that hurts you, then they are. And that can be even a clergyman who pounds the table and makes you angry at others. We see in Islam how young men are being brainwashed by their clergy. Why can't we see that in our own?
Do you see a lot of evil?
And I'm pro-religion. You know, I really am.
Yeah, you are. I always have.
I have very many clients who are going through a particular phase in their life or are lonely, and I ask them what their religious connection is. And if they are ex-Catholics, I say, why don't you give it another shot? If they're ex-Jews, I say, give it another shot. Explore. You know, explore your own religion. Religion can be wonderful. If it's positive and if it's nurturing and if it gives you some answers into why am I here and how do I deal with these changes in my life. But when you begin to demonize other people, then you're running into bad religion.
I ran out of time when I wanted to talk to Paul about his theory of these nuclear weapons. And he says that Osama and Al-Qaeda picked up half of them from the Chechens. I wonder why the Chechens didn't use them on the Russians. They hate them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're just too close again. Maybe the fallout would get them all. I don't know.
Well, I think if you have a family to feed and you're poor and the economy is rotten, as it was in the USSR, some of the nuclear materials were sold by people who were greedy and hungry. You know.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, my name is James from Bandera.
Hey, that is in Texas, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
My question was to Joseph, what's your name?
Jacobs.
Jacobs.
Jacob. My question was, can this ability, the psychic ability, be taught? And if so, how can a person learn to focus it?
Well, I think I've mentioned a few times that through quieting yourself, through meditation, through regular meditation, you can heal. You can perceive where you're at and where you're going. It is through meditation primarily, and through quietness, finding those quiet moments.
Well, we just celebrated a birthday. Our country did. Would you have pulled the cards out for that, or have you? Because you take the birth, month, day, and year, don't you?
Yes.
Would you do that for, like, countries?
Oh, the U.S.?
Yeah.
No, I keep an eye on the U.S., and the U.S. looks okay to me right now.
Well, that's a good thing.
As I said, we're going to have a decent Christmas time economically.
Well, we need that.
Yeah, we do.
Next up, let's go to our time. Ah, we don't have time. I got to chit-chat with you before the break. I don't want to cut somebody off here, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Website again, 800cself.com.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's amazing is that my daily psychic views that I have may seem a bit simplistic, but I don't keep track of, I don't keep a record of them, but I'm sometimes amazed myself at how accurate I am.
It's like Joseph's blog now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a new computer terminology for stuff like that.
I know. It's a very simple little page with the tempo of the day, but sometimes if you read it carefully, it'll even give advice to a person born that day.
You've had that website up since you've been on the program.
That's right, a couple of years.
I think
now.
That's one of the reasons why you decided you needed to develop it.
And I've enjoyed working on it.
Have we ever crashed it?
No, I don't think so, but I've been overwhelmed by it.
Well, we crashed Wendy Friesen, the hypnotist, last night. Just shut it right down for a while.
What I heard of her show was just wonderful.
Yeah, she did a good job.
You've been doing one wonderful show after another, George.
Yeah, we're
really
on a roll
amazing.
Here. Our producers are doing, as we say in the Navy, yeoman's work.
And the group things that you're doing are wonderful.
Oh, the roundtables?
Oh,
I've got another one tomorrow night on
Excellent.
Health. Stay with us. Final segment, your calls, Joseph Jacobs. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Well, we're going to have a paranormal show on Thursday. Get ready for that as we talk about the Nephilim and some things like that. And then on some wild open lines on Friday. But tomorrow, a roundtable discussion with Dr. Robin Falkoff, Dr. Terry Grossman, and John Rappaport, as we talk about something that's happening all around this country, and it could affect us here. The panel of experts discussing the implications of pending legislation that may regulate the distribution of over-the-counter dietary supplements and vitamins. How about that? Back in a moment with Joseph Jacobs and the rest of your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Joseph Jacobs and the rest of your calls. Joseph, how does the stock market look for the next year or so?
I think the economy is going to continue to roller coaster up and down, but I don't see anything drastic right now.
So is it a good investment?
I'd rather stay away from that right now.
Can I take that as a no?
No, not really. No, I think long-term investments in blue chips are always worthwhile.
To the phones we go. Wild Card Line, you're up on Coast to Coast with Joseph Jacobs. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Joseph, this is Nan calling from Afton, Virginia. I'm listening on WINF.
Hi, Nan.
Joseph, I heard you mention earlier that you saw certain number combinations and they had a meaning. I've been looking for this in numerology books. I haven't had a lot of luck. I was wondering if you could tell me what, like, 222... 333-444.
That comes up with so many people. I kind of sense that when you see those numbers, that you are, it's like a message from your angel, that there are angels around you, and that they're communicating to you.
With numbers in order like that?
Yes. Yeah. So whenever you see 111, 222, 444, it's like, hey, you know, George, you're okay.
Hmm. Are they there to protect you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We all have guardian angels.
So you're saying if you see numbers in, like that, you're okay.
It indicates that
things
you're connected
are gonna be
somehow. You know, when and the our intuitions aren't always awake. And but when you begin to awaken, you begin to awaken to patterns and things that you see and things that little messages that come into you and intuitions that come into you and spotting a particular number can tell you something. And it's like raindrops. So very often when there is psychic development, there are also patterns that you begin to see.
What do you think, Nan?
Well, I was kind of hoping for, well, like 333, if I see that, it usually means that somebody from the past is going to call. I was hoping maybe you could give me like a general rundown for the various combinations.
Well, for 333, I would say get busy and express yourself.
Oh, okay.
Do the various numbers, the combination of the numbers, mean anything specifically for that grouping, like the 111s or the 222s?
The 111 would indicate the need to communicate on a wider scale. The 444 would mean get yourself organized. The 555 would mean that there may be a change coming.
All right. Is that what you're looking for, Karen?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You're very welcome.
What about 888? Does that mean you're going to get money, like Linus McCants says?
I can, yeah. 888 is a number of power, but it can also be money.
East of the Rockies, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yes, hello. My name is Colleen from Ohio.
Oh, Colleen from Ohio.
Hi, Colleen.
And the reason I'm calling, it's not really a personal thing, but the number 9/11, I was born on September 11th, and two people I know were born on September 11th. And ever since 2001, it seems like all of our lives have all kinds of tragic events have occurred. And I remember most of my life seeing the number 911 and also 711. A lot, and I just didn't know if there was something inherently bad with that number, you know?
No, not at all. I'm married to a 911 also.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, and I like to joke that I'm a victim of 911, you know?
Yeah, I used to say my birthday was a real emergency.
No, you may just be going through some cycles that are difficult, but no one's born with bad luck necessarily, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thanks.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So is hockey going to ever come back, Joseph?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I hope so, but I'm not into sports either, you know?
No, you're not.
And, you know, I'm not much of a businessman. I haven't raised my prices since 92, but I'm planning to do that before the year's out because I don't want to leave anybody out.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, George. Love your show.
Thank you.
And it's a real privilege to speak with you tonight, Joe, as well. You have a great guest.
Thank you.
I heard you speak at the beginning of the hour, and I believe you said that your daughter's birthday was November 29th, which I thought was interesting.
October 29th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
10/29.
Okay. My birthday is November 29th, and I think that's got something to do with 11.
Aren't you pretty?
What?
Aren't you pretty?
Well, Thank you.
And creative, too.
Thank you. Well, okay.
Joseph, I was wondering if you could explain. You're firing on my guests. I mean, and then my callers.
My wife is asleep.
Well, you know, it's funny because my brother-in-law's name is Joseph Jacobs. My husband's name's Jerry. So.
Really?
Yes, that's interesting.
And Jerry's asleep, so everyone's happy.
Yeah, he's fishing in Alaska somewhere, I believe. So, that's what I wanted to ask you about. I've heard through numerology that the 11 has a significance, as they all do. And I was wondering if you could tell me what that...
Well, it's a two-edged sword. 11 is a master number, and fortunately, my daughter and son-in-law have mastered it in positive ways. It's the communicator, the messenger, the salesman, the artist, the one who is inspired to inspire others. But it can also mean getting gloated and wasting your time and going into escapism. Because there is a lot of intuition and inspiration, but that inspiration can be misguided, especially in younger years.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting because I am in charge of all the grievances in our union for teachers.
There's leadership there as well.
Yeah, it's not something I wanted, but I'm retiring in a year, so I'm ready to go. But I appreciate that.
Hey, Debbie, we've got a Jerry calling from Alaska. Should I put him on?
Probably my husband.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate it.
God
bless you both.
You too. What are you doing in the future here, Joseph? What's on your plate?
Well, I Coast to Coast callers keep me pretty busy, and nothing much. I'm planning a few trips towards the end of the year.
All right. Good for you. Let's go next. First-time caller line. Hi there.
Hi. This is Brandy in Phoenix.
Hey, Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
George, been enjoying you guys for many years.
Thank
Hi,
you,
Joe.
Hi.
I love the topic. The numerology kind of goes back to what I was going to ask, Joe. You mentioned wanting to want to be abducted by aliens, and I always felt the same way. I don't know if that's very smart, because I'm sure people that have been traumatized might laugh at
us. Yes.
I was reading some numerology in the Linda Goodman's Star Signs book.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that sun signs book
yeah.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it told me one of my numbers added up to someone who secretly wanted to be abducted by aliens. And I just wanted to ask you, if the event ever happened, do you pick up on there being any really negative entities that visit?
We know that there are. Yeah, we know that there are positive entities and negative entities from other planets.
And I don't know, I've heard things that, like, Sylvia Brown has mentioned, and I almost think that we could figure out which ones look like what, like the good ones look a certain way, and maybe we could be warned, like...
There's some that look very, very, very much like us, and or can pass for us. And then of course, there's the grays and the reptilians. The reptilians are they're newts. They're reptilian.
They look like me. Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
are they all right? Or which ones should we worry about?
Well, the reptilians, I think.
Yeah, those ones. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
But all they right. communicate with each other also, and I think they keep each other in check. I don't think they will kill, but they might experiment with us. Yeah.
I like what you said about if you could tell the aliens something, you'd be like, well, come on, communicate with us. But I've heard a lot that they're just not supposed to interfere. It's like a law or a rule or something.
It's like Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah.
Not interfering.
Let the primitive things grow in their petri dish as they
exactly. exactly. But I think if they sense that we're, you know, this is their watering hole also. I mean, where do you find water? They need us. You know,
yeah.
Just as God needs us. It's not just that we need God. God needs us. We're co-workers. We're the taste buds of God, and we're all connected. And I think most of those aliens understand that.
Yeah. Well, can't they have access to another dimension where there may be other resources? Or?
It may be there may be visitors from other dimensions. I think that's what the shadow people are.
That's cool, and yeah, okay. So
or shadow creatures, for that matter.
Yeah, yeah. I've I've had friends and I've seen those in is it always the peripheral view?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Oh, yeah, they flash by.
They flash by.
And you don't even let it develop in your peripheral because you have to look. I mean, you just look right away. And because you're expecting to see this, you know, you see this perfect outline and it's running or it's...
And they're not paying the rent either, you know. I mean, that's terrible.
That's true.
Well, listen, we all have to laugh. This has been a serious show, and it needs to be. We need to stay positive because it is through our consciousness and it is through positive thinking and positive feeling as well. And it's not just science of mind, but science of the heart, that through our visualizations and our positive thinking and our healing and our concern with our planet and with the lives of other people and a sense of community, which religion, by the way, can give us, a sense of community, and praying in groups intensifies our mental work, because our minds are transmitters and our minds receive and transmit, and you can in a very passive way keep yourself safe and work for the planet and keep the planet from changing you.
All right, thanks. She has a great laugh, by the way, doesn't she? She sounds like a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
Wildcard Line, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
How you doing?
Good.
Good evening, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, thanks.
Joseph, I'm asking you a question this evening, and I hope this is okay. I'm worrying about the retrograde phase of Mercury coming up on the 23rd of August.
Oh, good question.
And what does that mean, and where are you calling from, by the way?
My name is John, and I'm calling from Yonkers, New York.
Okay, John. Go ahead.
I'm not an astrologer, but I'm so glad you brought that up. I always keep track of Mercury retrograde.
Oh, I know.
When Mercury goes retrograde July 22nd through August 15th, is a good time to take care of unfinished business. It's a good time to make sure your car is working. Electronics can break down. Computer problems, communication problems can happen. It's not necessarily a good time. You have to keep living, and you have to keep moving. It's like if you're looking for a job, you're looking for a job.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a great time to initiate new business and new action. It's a good time to work on unfinished business. So if you have stuff on the back burner, like I got to clean out the closet or the garage, I've got to finish this project that I'm working on, I've got to follow through on things that I've got on the back burner, those are the kinds of things that you want to work on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all gloom and doom. I'm not an astrologer, but it's the only thing I'm superstitious about astrologically.
Gotcha. So there'll be no hiding in the basement, just kind of get through it this time.
and it's a chance to, if there are those things which you've been meaning to do, do them.
Okay.
Mercury goes retrograde three times a year, and when a planet goes retrograde, to those who don't know, it appears to be going backward in its orbit around the sun. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and yet, you know, how would that affect us? And yet it does.
Now, this is how it happens.
Amazing how it happens.
Astronomically, it occurs because Earth is caught up with a planet and is moving past it, and that's what gives it that look.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same effect that when you're driving down the highway and you pass a slower-moving vehicle, you look back, and for a few moments, it looks as though the vehicle is still standing still. Well, it's really not.
Or going backwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Next up, let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with Joseph Jacobs. Hi there.
Hi there. Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
About 12 years ago, I had an experience where I felt like something evil attached itself to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a great believer in envisioning good things happening. But every year since then, my life has just gone downhill, and I keep thinking, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. But year after year, bad things keep happening. Can evil attach itself and then work through your destruction?
Well, I think it can, but you can also release it through prayer, meditation, through working with God's light, surrounding yourself with light.
I'm very spiritual, and...
And you know, saying things like, if you're with God, you're welcome. If you're not with God, get out.
So it's possible then that evil can attach?
Sometimes there can be an entity, but I think we are stronger, you know, and you can overpower it.
I always believe that, but it doesn't seem to be working.
There may be other things that are not working. And they may be of an emotional nature.
I hear you.
I mean, the first step is see a therapist. The second, and most psychics should see one. You got to clean up your own act before you help other people clean up theirs. But there may be some issues that are psychological that are causing it, some repetitive beliefs that you may need to work on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you. Time for another call or two, and then we're done. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Deborah.
Hello,
how are you
Deborah.
Tonight?
Hi, fine.
Deborah.
Thanks.
Good. And good evening, Joseph.
Good evening.
I would like to ask a question. What is your take? I'm born on a cusp. I'm on January 21st. I'd like to know what your take is on people that are born on cusps. Are they more intuitive? Are they more psychic? Do they have more awareness? Do they have more challenges?
No, they may have. Well, I'm not an astrologer, but and my astrological knowledge is limited to Mercury. Mm-hmm. But I find that people on the cusp, I ignore that in my readings.
Okay.
But you may be pulled a little bit to the Capricorn, a little bit to the Aquarius at times.
Aquarius.
You're more of an Aquarius, though.
Yes. Yeah,
but there may be issues that in your life that have Capricorn in them.
Mm-hmm. It's always the fork in the road for me, like which to take, you know, the Capricorn or the Aquarius side, and it causes sometimes conflict.
No, it's the Aquarian
the following of the beat of the different drummer.
Yeah, follow the messenger that you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. Joseph, we're only got about a minute left. So first and foremost, thanks for coming on the program. I always appreciate it when you're on.
I appreciate it, and I thank you very, very much.
I'll probably talk to you again on the air at least, probably around the first of the year again, right around there, as we
I'd
do our year-end predictions, look at how we did on the year ahead. So overall, though, just to quickly review, you see 2005 is not that bad for the United States.
Except worldwide, September and November will be kind of harsh.
Worldwide?
Yeah, worldwide.
Which may or may not include us?
Exactly.
I'm
not good in location. But
so it could be assets worldwide that could affect us.
Yes.
We'll monitor.
So those are the months to be a bit cautious.
Well, you're perceptive. Joseph, thanks again.
God bless and be well.
That's Joseph Jacobs. And he's a friend and he's intuitive. And he's kind of relaxing to talk to when you need just to sit back and chat. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, I'll see you on our next edition, a roundtable discussion about your health. Until then, be safe, everyone.